Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Chazdai, Pesach Vansir, Aramir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Ruven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Before we get to our program this week, as you can see, the surroundings are a little different this week because I'm not at my home in New York, and I won't be at my home in New York for several months now. So, I hope you get used to the fact that we're going to have slightly different surroundings here. And they're not the fanciest surroundings, but then again, when have we ever used fancy surroundings? Obviously, we're not a wealthy organization, and I'm not wealthy, so we're not going to get very fancy surroundings for our videos. But I think the message is a very important message, and it's the importance of the message that really counts. There are two subjects I want to speak about on this week's program, this week's message to our great JTFers. First, I want to speak about the situation with Jewish prisoners in Israel once again. And secondly, I want to do a very long explanation of our take on the vicious attacks that have taken place against our candidate for president, Ted Cruz. First of all, in terms of Israel, as you know, our organization supports the Jewish prisoners in Israel. When I say Jewish prisoners, I'm referring to Jews who have been placed in prison unjustly, even though they have committed no crime, solely because of their opinions. Solely because of their opinions, they've been placed in administrative detention, which means you can be put in prison for 6 months at a time with no right to see a judge, no right to trial, no rights whatsoever. Just because they feel like it, they can put you in prison. It's called administrative detention. You don't have laws like that in a truly free country like the United States. But in Israel, that's the law. And it's used against Jewish heroes. It's used against Jewish dissidents. It's used against Jews that want to save their country and save their people. Solely because of their opinions, this law is used to imprison them. It was used against Morenu Verabbeinu, Harav Meir David Kahana, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo. They threw him in prison. Even though they admitted they had no evidence that he had done anything illegal, but they didn't like what he stood for. Yes, that is what happens in Israel today. And while they throw Jewish heroes in prison just because of their political point of view, just because they want to save their country, just because they want strong leadership, just because they don't want to give their land away to Muslim terrorists, while they do this, they allow Arab Muslim haters of Israel who openly call for Israel's destruction, who openly support all of the Muslim Nazi terrorists that want to exterminate the Jewish people, they let them sit in the Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. So the Israeli Jewish heroes, Jewish dissidents, are in prison. Chaim Ben Pesach, because of his political views, is not allowed to make Aliyah, not even allowed to visit Israel. Harav Meir Kahana was banned and eventually murdered because of his political views. But every Arab Jew-hating beast who calls for the destruction of Israel, who supports Hezbollah, Hamas, Fatah, all the terrorist mass murderers, they can sit in the Knesset and nobody touches them. That is the so-called Jewish homeland. And of course, we are loyal to the Jewish homeland and loyal to the Jewish state and loyal to the land of Israel. But there's a difference between the state of Israel and the land of Israel versus the government. The government is evil. This is an evil government. And the Likud and Benjamin Netanyahu are no different from the left. It's an evil government. But the land of Israel and Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel, those are holy concepts. And so we'll always be pro-Israel and always be loyal to Israel, even when evil leaders imprison us, oppress us, and try to silence us, and don't allow us, in my case, to even move to the land of Israel, to live in the land of Israel. Our movement is proud to be supporting those Jewish prisoners. We support them, we support their families. We support them financially, and we support them in other ways. There was a big demonstration, Baruch Hashem, this past week, on behalf of those Jewish prisoners. People are speaking out, and I want to compliment Moshe Feiglin for going to that demonstration and standing up for the rights of Jewish prisoners. Moshe Feiglin is standing out as a Jewish leader in Israel who is doing the right thing and saying the right things in this area, certainly. We're going to continue the fight for them. There are people who are speaking out about this. They do have supporters in Israel and in the United States. We, JTF, are their supporters. So you can be proud of the fact that you're supporting the most beautiful souls in the world. People who will sacrifice their freedom and everything else because they love the Jewish people and love the land of Israel and are loyal to our sacred Torah. And when you support JTF, that's one of the causes that you are supporting. And as I've said on prior programs, that is the most satisfying thing that I do in this movement. The thing that gives me the greatest satisfaction, the thing that I enjoy doing more than anything else in this movement, is what we do to support heroic Jewish prisoners who are unjustly placed in prison even though they have committed no crime. That gives me the greatest sense of satisfaction. Standing up for freedom and justice and righteousness and truth and Torah, that is what gives me the greatest sense of satisfaction. And every JTFer should be proud that you're in a movement that stands behind people who are being unjustly persecuted, imprisoned, and mistreated. The second subject I want to speak about this week, of course, because we have such a hopeless, horrible political leadership in Israel, and I hope that'll change in the next election, I hope there'll be someone we can support, maybe there will be. But I want to speak about the situation in the United States, the presidential election, because we have high hopes for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, if he were president, I think would improve the situation. I want to speak about the situation that we predicted would occur. We told you that if Ted Cruz ever catches a break, if he ever starts to really move up in the polls, and everybody said that wouldn't happen. Everybody laughed at his candidacy. If you remember, he was at 3% in the polls. The comedians, when he announced his candidacy, the big joke was, he thinks he can actually win? Who's going to support him? Everybody laughed at him for 2.5 years. And a lot of people, you saw it too. You saw it on the internet. A lot of people laughed at us when we did videos on his behalf. A lot of people said, this guy's at 3 or 4% of the polls. What, are you kidding? Why do you always support losers? That's what people were saying to us. You remember? Well, he's not at 3 or 4% now. Latest poll out of Iowa, latest CBS News poll, shows him leading in the first contest in Iowa with 40% of the vote. Leading. 40% among 14 candidates is pretty good. Baruch Hashem, God willing that he should win in Iowa. And he's in second place, according to the latest CBS poll, in New Hampshire and in South Carolina, and catching up. We predicted that when this happens, when he starts to gain steam and gain momentum as he is doing now, he is really gaining momentum because he's such a great debater and such a great speaker and such a great leader with such a great record. We predicted that when this happens, there are going to be ferocious attacks on him. So we want to respond a little bit to these attacks. We want our great JTFers to be aware of how do you answer when you see people attack him. We'll deal with two of those attack issues. Now, one in particular we're going to deal with in detail, and that's the immigration issue. Ted Cruz is the only candidate who has always been against amnesty, has always been against legalizing the illegal aliens. Always. He's the only one running. And so they're trying to muddy the waters and trying to give you the impression that that was not his position, that it's inconsistent. The news media has joined in. Marco Rubio, that phony establishment whore who's running against him, that sellout liar, that lying fraud, Marco Rubio, he's been pushing this line that Ted Cruz has the same position on immigration as I do. He wants to legalize illegal aliens too. Lie. It's a lie. The fact is, Marco Rubio promised the voters in Florida in 2010. He promised them he was going to fight against amnesty. He was going to be a leader in the fight against amnesty. Not only didn't he do that, he became the lead sponsor of the big amnesty bill in 2013. The big amnesty bill that would have been the biggest catastrophe maybe in American history. That would have completely opened the doors to massive illegal immigration. The main sponsor, the main advocate, was Marco Rubio, who had promised that he was actually going to be on the opposite side when he was running for the Senate in Florida, but flat out lied to the voters of Florida. Now, Ted Cruz, when he ran for the Senate, promised he would fight against amnesty. He kept his word. He led the fight. He led the fight, Ted Cruz, against the Rubio, Barack Hussein Obama, Schmuck Schumer amnesty bill. Ted Cruz led the fight against them. And part of that was he introduced an amendment, what is called a poison pill amendment. He introduced an amendment saying, okay, let's just take citizenship out of this. We're not taking anything else out of the bill. Now, he didn't support any part of the bill. He didn't support any part of the amnesty bill. But he said, let's just take citizenship out because he wanted to prove that what they really wanted was citizenship. Why did they want citizenship for the illegals? Because they wanted to create 20 or 30 million new Democrat voters. That was the real goal. So he said, you want to know what? Okay, let's just take one portion of the bill out and let's see if you vote for it now. I'm amending the bill. I'm moving to amend the bill so that it doesn't include citizenship. Now, if Ted Cruz's poison, it's called a poison pill in Senate and congressional language that they use in Washington. If he would have taken out the citizenship part, of course, Rubio and Schmuck Schumer and Barack Hussein Obama, they all would have been against it. They only want the citizenship they want, so he knew that would kill the bill, and it did kill the bill in the end. But they're saying, you see, he was against citizenship, but he wasn't against legalizing them, allowing them to remain in the United States and have a legal status. That he wasn't against. That's what Rubio, the left-wing news media, and the establishment Republicans are trying to say in their smear campaign against Cruz. It's a lie. The purpose of his bill was solely to prove that the real name for illegal aliens, they say we shouldn't use the term illegal aliens. Ted Cruz has come up with a brilliant replacement for that name. He says, okay, we won't use the name illegal aliens. We'll call them what we should call them, undocumented Democrats. So Ted Cruz deliberately introduced that amendment to kill the bill, and he killed the amnesty bill with that amendment. And now they're trying to use the amendment to say, oh, he really also supported amnesty because he only wanted to remove one part of the bill. He didn't want to remove one part of the bill. The amendment was designed to kill the bill. That was the purpose. I hope this isn't too complicated. I hope it's not. I know it gets a little involved. But remember, you had this huge, terrible amnesty bill from Marco Rubio, Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, Schmuck Schumer, and so on. John McCain, all the usual amnesty advocates. You had that terrible, terrible bill. And so Cruz says, okay, I'm going to introduce an amendment to the bill which says the one part of the bill we're taking out now is just citizenship. Because he knew that would kill the bill. He knew that they wouldn't support, that the people supporting amnesty wouldn't support the bill at that point. He wanted to prove that what they really wanted was citizenship. And it worked. Now, just to show you that this poison pill amendment against amnesty that Cruz was introducing was definitely not another form of amnesty. Look who supported Cruz on this and who's supporting him publicly now. You can see, you can look it up, you can Google it. They're all supporting him now. Every major opponent of amnesty, every person who's been good on securing the border is agreeing with Cruz and saying, yes, Cruz was with us on this bill. The number one Senate advocate of tough border security is Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama. And Senator Sessions is saying absolutely Ted Cruz was 100% with us, 100%. He's telling the truth, and Marco Rubio's not telling the truth. Ted Cruz is telling the truth 100% on this. This was designed to kill the bill, and it did kill the bill. Senator Sessions agrees with him. Nobody would accuse Senator Sessions of supporting amnesty. And Senator Sessions had the same position as Ted Cruz. So, obviously, Ted Cruz has been consistent on this. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. Why doesn't Marco Rubio criticize Senator Chuck Grassley? He voted the same way and supported the same thing that Senator Ted Cruz did. You know why? Because Senator Chuck Grassley is popular in Iowa and Rubio doesn't want to turn off Iowa voters in the Iowa caucus. But Senator Chuck Grassley had the same position as Ted Cruz. Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who has endorsed Ted Cruz for president, the great Congressman Steve King, He took the same position and says, no, Ted Cruz is 100% right. Nobody would accuse Steve King of being in favor of amnesty. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, also same position. And I could go on and on. Tom Tancredo, the number one leader in the fight against amnesty, in the fight against illegal immigration for decades, the number one leader in America, Tom Tancredo, has endorsed Ted Cruz and runs Ted Cruz's Colorado campaign. Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and all the talk radio people, even they've said, no, on this, you have Ted Cruz is telling the truth. You have to be honest. Ted Cruz is telling the truth, and Marco Rubio's not. They've joined in and said, no, this is just not true. Ted Cruz is telling the truth. Cruz has been honest and consistent. Cruz is a true conservative, and so they're doing everything to try to tear him apart. Like, I mean, we warned you they would do this, and you knew they would do this. You know they hate him. Because he means it. He's going to get in there, and he's going to throw them out. He's going to throw the filthy Washington cartel out, Democrat and Republican. And he's going to replace them with true, values-oriented, moral Americans. And so they're terrified, and they're doing everything they can to stop him. Now, I was going to speak about the surveillance, NSA surveillance, because Marco Rubio is using that as well. Ted Cruz believes. Let me explain the issue with NSA surveillance. Marco Rubio says, you voted to weaken our surveillance law. That's what Marco Rubio claims, because Ted Cruz does not believe that the government should be spying on all of us. That the government should be spying on all of us just to catch those people who are doing what's wrong. Now, let me explain to you the real issue here. Ted Cruz favors surveillance and favors spying on anybody who would plot anything illegal. That he favors. But he doesn't believe on just a blanket spying on everybody, that the government automatically sees everything you do on the internet, everything you do on the telephone, they listen to everything. Automatically, they don't need a subpoena, they don't need anything. They could just spy on you everywhere, anywhere, anytime they want. That was what you had in the old Patriot Act. And Ted Cruz didn't like that. And he, along with many other very tough anti-communist, anti-Muslim senators, they said, we want surveillance, but don't spy on innocent, law-abiding Americans. You know why Marco Rubio and these others really want to spy on everybody and not just spy on the bad guys? I'll tell you why. Because they want to be politically correct. If they just zero in and say, we have to look at the Muslims who come here. Oh, that's politically incorrect. You can't do that. So how do they avoid it? They say, we're spying on everybody. You see, we're not discriminating. We're not Islamophobes. We're spying on everybody. That's the real issue. They don't want to target certain groups and zero in on certain groups. Ted Cruz does want to target and zero in on those groups. Ted Cruz doesn't believe that you should be bothering and pestering and annoying and spying on some 90-year-old lady in Kansas. Just to show, you see, I'm spying on them too, so I'm fair. I'm not only spying on Muslims. Baloney. You should target the people who deserve to be targeted. Stop being politically correct and stop this crap. That's what Ted Cruz stands for. And he's right. Marco Rubio is a politically correct disaster. A catastrophe, a phony. And so is Chris Crispy. And so is, who else do we have? Chris Crispy, Donald Trump. They're politically correct. They're afraid not. They're afraid to say. And the reason I say Donald Trump, now in some areas, Donald Trump has not been politically correct. That's true. But on this issue, he also favors spying on everybody. This is crazy. We don't have to spy on the entire American people just to prove that we're not prejudiced toward Muslims and toward the real suspects. Spy on the real people. And don't worry about being accused of being Islamophobes. Spy on the real people that deserve to be spied on. Don't spy on innocent people. Law-abiding Americans that you know are not, that you know are extremely unlikely to ever do anything wrong, just spying on people for no reason. That is wrong. And that's what we're supposed to be protected from in the United States Constitution. That's what Ted Cruz stood for. Now, all these issues, by the way, for JTFers are actually even secondary issues. Ted Cruz, remember, He's the candidate that will destroy Iran's nuclear bomb-making program. He's promised to do that, that takes the right stand on Iran. Ted Cruz is the best candidate on the Iranian nuclear threat. That creates the threat of an Iranian nuclear holocaust. So for that reason, Ted Cruz will be our candidate. And he's the best issue on Israel. He's the best candidate on Israel. On Israel and on Iran, Ted Cruz is the best. So we're going to be for him because those are the key issues. But these other issues that come up, on these issues, he's also telling the truth. And he is the candidate you can trust. You can't trust these establishment whores. So we wanted you to know. We wanted you to know what the real issue is here. And we wanted you to know what the real answers are. Let me tell you one other thing. I should have mentioned this in the beginning, but I'll tell you one other thing. We're in touch and meeting with some top supporters of Ted Cruz. Some of the people at the top. I'm not going to say who they are, because, you know, we're controversial, and I don't want to say who they are. But we're meeting with some top people who are supporting Ted Cruz, and who are in touch with him on a daily basis. We're in touch with this candidate on a daily basis, some of his top supporters, and we're meeting with them. Some of them hold political office. We discuss with them what our views are on the Middle East and everywhere else. We have an ear right now. We have his ear. We haven't met with him, but we're meeting with some of the top people who literally speak to him almost every day and who are among his most important supporters. So JTF is doing its job of making sure that our voice is heard here, and we're going to do everything we can to help him get elected. We're going to do everything we can to help the Jewish prisoners. We're going to do everything we can to awaken the people of Israel. And we're going to do everything we can to elect Ted Cruz president of the United States. I don't know if we're going to succeed with Ted Cruz. I don't know if he's going to win. I don't know. I can't promise you success. I can only promise you we'll do the best we can. We'll fight as hard as we can. And everybody morally should be part of this fight. Four things I'm going to ask you to do to help us. Four things. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for our success. Please pray for the Jewish prisoners in Israel. Please pray for the Jewish people and for the state of Israel. Please pray for Ted Cruz to get elected president. Pray for the success of these great things that we're trying to do. We need prayer. Prayer is very important. That's number one. Number two, when you see us put up Hebrew or English videos, promote those videos everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. Twitter. Promote the videos everywhere. That's number two. Number three. You know our main page? The great main pages that we're doing. If you speak Hebrew, go to hayamin.org, hayamin.org. Ze ha'atar ha'ivri shelanu. Im atem dovrei ivrit, chashuv meod shetiyu pe'ilim ba'atar shelanu. I just said to Hebrew-speaking people, it's very important that you be active on our main page if you're a Hebrew speaker. If not, if you don't speak Hebrew, then at least on the English main page, which is a great news page from Shlomo, jtf.org. Become active on our main news page. It's a great page. That's the third thing. And the fourth thing, of course, the more support we get financially, the more we can do. The more we can do for the prisoners in Israel. The more we can do to waken the people of Israel up. The more we can do to promote Ted Cruz and reach people to hopefully help with the Jewish Cruz campaign, the Jews for Cruz campaign, because, you know, we are JewsForCruz.com and JewsForCruz.org. We have those sites. And so the stronger we are, the more support we get, the more we can do, the more good we can do. So checks, money orders, cash donations sent to the post office box make a big difference. God bless the great JTFers that are doing that for us. If for convenience sake you want to do it on PayPal with your credit card online, you just go to our main page, our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. You go to the main page and on top there's a donate button in English. Click on the donate button and in a couple of minutes, very conveniently, you can help us with a PayPal donation. We need your help. Let's all fight together. And this is an exciting time. Maybe we have a chance of seeing Ted Cruz actually get elected president, and maybe we can play a role, a significant role, in helping him get elected I hope so. God willing, I hope so. We're going to try. I know we always fight uphill. The odds are always against us. But we're going to do everything we can to try. And if we fight together as a team, maybe there's a chance that we can change history in the upcoming election year and in the next year in terms of what's happening in Israel with our brothers and sisters in the land of Israel. Until next week, for JTF, Shalom.